Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Academy Award winner J.K. Simmons stars in the new MGM Plus original series, The Westies.
There it is, Javits Center.
Biggest construction project in the history of New York falls into the lap of the Irish.
This Irish crime gang built New York City on blood, sweat, and loyalty. Their legend is true.
The Italians outnumber us about 100 to 1.
Their story is criminal.
This Irish guy's threatening war.
He's gotta go.
Keep out of Hell's Kitchen.
The Westies. Watch now. Only on MGM+.
Outshine is the number one frozen fruit bar brand in America. And once you try them, it's easy to see why. Their fruit bars and mini fruit pops are made with real fruit or fruit juice using simple ingredients you can pronounce. That means no high fructose corn syrup and no artificial colors or flavors. Outshine bars are gluten-free and even a good source of vitamin C. And the flavor lineup? It's stacked. We're talking strawberry, mango, coconut, watermelon, pineapple, cherry, you name it, there's something for whatever you're craving. You've got classic fruit bars, mini fruit pops, and fruit blends that swirl multiple flavors together. Think pina colada, cherry limeade, and more. Find your new favorite refreshing snack, Outshine, at retailers nationwide.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 117. Today we are debating a very foul and disgusting topic.
That was so unnecessary.
What was unnecessary?
It was more distracting.
It was more, yeah.
Just walk right across.
It was more embarrassing.
Bent over to hunchback to not appear on.
You were more visually disturbing, but trying to hide than just walking across.
It was like just as much of his body was involved in the shot as if he just sprinted.
Yeah.
But yeah, today we're doing a very foul and disgusting topic inspired by the Dune popcorn bucket, which obviously went viral, which is just the most fuckable inanimate objects. Something that I think we probably thought about a lot more as when we were younger. Have you felt it yet? I don't think you've actually put your hand in, have you?
Oh, yeah.
It's tremendous.
You'd have to have a really big dick to like fuck that to completion.
Not that big. I got one.
Take it for a spin.
Your dick would fit okay, I think.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it feels okay.
Wait,
like, if
so
you threw...
are we doing the most fuckable inanimate objects, or are we doing things you just want to stick your penis in? Because there is a difference in my mind.
I thought we were all fucking objects together.
It seems really similar.
Yeah, what's the...
Wait, what's the difference between fucking and sticking your penis in? You're such a pig.
You really are.
You could put your penis in, like, Laffy Taffy. I don't necessarily want to fuck it, but it would be interesting.
Putting your penis in something...
What?
So wait, if your girl was cheating on you and she was like, no, he didn't fuck me, he just put his penis in me?
You're talking about soaking with inanimate objects?
What do you mean?
Laffy Taffy made no sense. It's a solid object.
It's a solid.
I was reaching for something, and I said that. I meant to say silly putty or whatever.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about
even that.
Random objects. All right, fine. All right, I won't say anything.
Maybe like flarp. Flarp would be feel pretty
ooh,
good.
Ooh, flarp would feel good. I'm going to have to add that. Yeah.
Or phloem, but I'm afraid to get that in my piss hole.
All right, hot start for Brenda.
The beads of the phloem, you don't want that.
You don't want phloem beads in your dick.
Yeah, let's say things you'd put your dick in. How about that? Does that satisfy you, Junda?
There's no difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
There isn't.
Are we debating what looks more fuckable or what we think would feel better?
I'm
going to go with feel.
Let's feel. Okay. I think feel is what we should be going for here versus looks. But before we get to that, let's talk from our good friends at Game Time. Which I'm sure they love this transition. You shouldn't have to worry when you're buying tickets to your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. We all here have used Game Time, I'm sure, at least once. Use them for a ton of different events. So use Panic at the Disco. You going to go see anything soon?
Am I going to what?
You going to go see anything soon with Game Time?
Of course.
Yeah. I wonder what's on the Pat. What music does Pat like?
Actually, I want to use Game
Philadelphia.
Time.
Philadelphia.
The movie.
Rent. Dallas Buyers Club Live.
Who sings the YMCA song?
Village People.
Village People.
Yeah. Go see the Village People. They might all be dead now. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if they survived the 80s,
yeah, if they
survived alive now.
Yeah. John Rich, anything you want to go see?
Broadway shows.
Broadway shows?
Love them. Back into them. Yeah, I kind of do. They're kind of great.
Okay.
Saw Neil Diamond one. That was fantastic. Moulin Rouge. Yeah. Great show.
But yeah, make sure you check out Game Time. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. Easy to find and buy tickets of any kind of event in your area. They're not the only ticketing app that give you the complete peace of mind at your purchase. See the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. All in prices show your total upfront so that you know you're getting a great deal without the hidden fees. Buy tickets in seconds with two taps. Take the guesses out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. We wanted to get a good panel of freaks on for this one, so we obviously got Meek Phil on. We got Pat, who I feel like you get a little freaky sometimes.
Maybe
you've talked a lot about freaky stuff. You've talked a freaky game.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to wait and see for yourself.
John Rich, you're a little bit freaky, too. I don't know if you are. Sometimes you just get the look.
I wasn't going to say this, but I did shave my legs the other day.
Why?
What?
Why?
I just wanted to see how it felt. It feels awesome.
How high up did you go?
Like, really high. Like, the whole way.
Full shave?
Are you going? Full shave.
Oh, my God.
I got a big cut right
now. You nicked them up?
Oh, yeah. I nicked them up good.
Holy shit, dude. You got a big nick.
What the fuck?
No offense.
There you go. Got shaved legs.
And then Rudy, too, obviously, who's the big sex freak. You once said that you think that all sex, penetrative sex, should last 30 minutes minimum.
Insane.
I didn't say it like that. I just said, I don't know why you want it to be done so quick. I don't know why guys champion wanting to be like, oh, I bust quick.
They don't champion that.
Yes, they do.
They're ashamed of that.
No, they do it ironically, and they're like, oh, yeah, like 3 minutes is all I got.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Why would you?
Yeah, that's kind of been beaten to the ground, I think.
Yes.
Every once in a while, a nice 30 minutes is probably.
Yeah, once in a while. That's not an every session deal, I don't think. No?
No, I mean, I've definitely busted quick.
Quote carding that. But yeah, let's get into it. Sexual objects, inanimate objects.
I guess if I really think about it, I've probably busted quick.
You're such an asshole.
Oh, yeah, I'm a mission.
I hate when you do ad libs to my sentence. I never said if I really think about it.
I really, really. It
adds
really
a little bit to you to be so whack. Yeah.
Really set my mind going through the annals of my brain.
I mean, statistically, there has to be one.
He's like the Jimmy Neutron, like going into his mind palace. Oh, when did I bust quick that one time? As it goes through every neuron of your brain. Number 5 seed versus the 12 seed. The number 5 seed, this one I think we had to add only because it is a bona fide fact that someone did fuck this inanimate object, which is a McChicken.
I mean,
that guy did fuck it. And do you guys want me to send in our chat the actual fucked
please.
McChicken?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a video of him doing the fucking?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I don't have a video. I didn't send the video, but I did save. And at first I just sent the regular McChicken, but I do have.
A day at Barstool Sports that was of Chuck opening up that DM.
Yeah.
Can you post this?
Yeah. Of the fucked McChicken. And then the fucked McChicken, and then that's going up against the number 12 seed. This was, we thought of it very late. This is a very Chaps topic. I asked Chaps to give in a submission. He said the Coco de Mer seed, which he sent a picture of, and you'll see on your screen right now. Which, when you look at it, looks like...
Dude, he went opposite sides of the bun?
Yeah.
And just put his dick in it?
Yeah. One dude fucked him a chicken, and the other thing is...
That's
what is
and
this?
Pat just sent a mangina of himself.
That's jelly. That's not. That is not me.
Joey just sent a mangina of
it. Does it make it better?
Well, it's a live photo.
No.
That's what you call a hair diaper in the biz.
He makes it taut.
No. But yeah, so we have
a nice coffee table.
Which
that's
one?
Calcutta deer.
We have the McChicken, which someone did fuck. We've seen
incredible.
A video of it, and that's going against Coco de Mariseed, which does look a lot like a fuckable object. We'll start with you, Nick. Which one of these things do you think would be more fuckable?
I think that seed would feel really bad. It looks like it has some prickles right at the hole. Juicy ass, no doubt, but this is more about dick feel. I think the shredded chicken, I don't know, it feel kind of like confetti, or I don't know, probably... And then it's warm with also the colder mayo. It might be a nice, interesting twist of sensation.
There's a grease on it.
McChicken.
There's a lot of
McChicken.
Grease. One for the.
I've never been with an Irish person before.
Does the cock come with the McChicken? Does the cock come with the McChicken?
That's a great question.
You'd be the Joey Chestnut. You'd be Joey Chestnut eating those McChickens.
I'm sorry. I thought the cock was included.
Junda.
I do agree with Nick. Visually, this plant or whatever it is, visually is bringing more to the table, but it doesn't look like an inviting place for any penis. A lot of friction doesn't look like there's any. It's desperate for water of any kind. The McChicken provides a little bit more of that. The McChicken would be grating the fried aspect of the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
However, having said that, there is bun which is soft.
The mayo, I think.
Mayo.
Mayo really puts it over the top, so I agree with Nick. I think the McChicken is a clear winner in this regard.
Another one for the McChicken, KB.
Yeah, what is this, like a Polynesian fruit?
Some sort of fruit, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look good. It looks like it would feel like bristle and...
It's just wood. That's all
wicker.
It is.
Wicker.
It does look very woody.
The mayo is carrying the McChicken here. That's what's getting you off.
Yep.
It's all the mayo will help. I think I'm going McChicken.
I mean, the guy fucking cummed from a McChicken. I saw the video. It happened.
He cummed. Send it in the fucking chat.
Full completion. for the McChicken. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
was
they always loaded up with too much mayo.
Way too much.
Meek Phil? I feel like the first few... I don't want to really analyze this anymore. Never mind.
Hell, man.
Meek Phil.
I mean, I've never seen the second one in my life, so I'm just going to go with McChicken just because it's a lot smoother. Well, I mean, I don't know what you've seen.
Good point.
Yeah. But yeah, the McChicken's a lot smoother with the sauces, and yeah, you may be able to get off from it.
Some idea what you said is just funnier. I don't know.
With the sauces.
Agreed.
Another one for the McChicken.
Is the guy in the second picture one of the options?
I think
the trial?
No. Boy?
No, I think.
Yeah, when KB said Polynesian fruit, I thought he was referring to the boy in it.
Yeah.
That Polynesian
How many Polynesian fruits have you seen? Have you met?
It depends. I mean, you got to go with the McChicken here. I think because you can, like, crumple it up. Like, there's no rules against – you don't have to have, like, the hard part of the chicken on your dick. You can just crumple it up into, like, a paste.
Yeah, that's true.
And fuck the paste.
It's fucking foul.
You fuck the
true,
paste,
though.
Dude.
I kind of think you're all wrong because the McChicken is – it's what, a dollar?
Yeah.
Like, $2. It's cheap. Like some cheap American shit. Whatever the other one is, that's exotic. You saw the small African boy holding it. That'd be a story. Another
notch
on the belt. Yeah, I'm saying notch on the belt. I was trying to think of a better word for it. But
everybody's
yeah, another
been with
notch
McChicken.
Under. Everybody's ate a McChicken.
Anybody
Nobody's
can
fucked
McChicken.
Whatever that other seed is.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it's like a high-end escort of fucking inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm. It'd feel terrible. It would feel much worse than the McChicken.
Maybe it's one, like one of those fruits that's like really gooey on the inside, though. You just have to have the reach to get there.
Like a, man, like
one
a banana?
Way to find out.
Like if you can get past like the... like
can,
it's like a prickly pussy.
Yeah.
Like if you can get past
you
the prickly...
If you got a really...
I said there's only one way to find out.
That's true.
Damn, Phil.
Yeah.
If you got a really sharp dick and can get through the... You know, it looks like a pretty hard outer, a pretty hard outer crust. It might be kind of nice.
The McChicken's going to move on. Almost clean sweep. John Rich does go for the exotic nut. 4 seed versus the 13 seed. The 4 seed is the warmed up Hot Pocket, which does seem like it's kind of meant to fuck a little bit. If you were to cut off the one end of the Hot Pocket, it does seem like it wouldn't be terrible. And that's going up as number 13 seed, the inspiration for this bracket, the Dune Popcorn Bucket, which I do think the more... I thought that the tendrils of this thing was going to be like very hard plastic or something. It's very like soft rubber, and it doesn't feel bad. And I think if you throw a little Lubriderm on that, it wouldn't be terrible.
Dude, you have to have a huge dick to fuck this.
No, I
it's
know.
Not
obvious.
As big. I don't think
that's
it's pretty.
Show the
whole
of the camera.
This thing
camera.
Is like there's nothing here. It's like you're fucking air.
No, that would get all sides of a hard dick. Pretty much.
Not, but there's not enough like resistance.
Pretty much.
Put some butter in there.
No, there's not enough resistance.
That's
John Rich, how big is your dick?
Not that big. I don't. I feel like
John Rich
is being
a fucking
insane.
Certified chode.
I sure don't.
I mean, this is pretty
Phil,
big.
Could you fuck that to completion?
I don't.
It's big.
I don't got
enough.
Big. I don't got enough for this. It's pretty simple.
It's like a foot long. No kidding. Like, you know,
it's not tight.
Bottom.
It's not tight. Like, it's going
to
come out very easily. Yeah. But, like, it. I mean, I think, gun to my head, I could get off.
But that's the gun that's getting you off.
That's a whole other fetish.
Well, both. Whatever. Yeah.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One sweet tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
Without gun, with gun, I think I could get off on that if I needed to.
Okay.
I got one of these. I got one at
home.
Good
to know.
Really?
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before.
Just broke my other shoulder throwing that.
So warm Hot Pocket versus Dune Bucket, John Rich.
Dune Bucket, I guess.
The Dune Bucket is going to get one vote. Pat?
Hot Pocket. But... You can let it cool down first, right?
Yeah.
All right. You're going with the warm Hot Pocket.
So are both objects full during this? Like, can I empty what's in the Hot Pocket? Can I empty what's in the Dune Bucket?
Empty? Like, no popcorn.
You gotta fuck popcorn? Great question.
It's a phenomenal query. I think you got to say that
trigger
you can.
So you can't empty it?
I'd say so, yeah.
I kind of want to go Hot Pocket.
go one for the another one for the Hot Pocket. 2-1, KB.
I think the Hot Pocket has a higher potential for success and failure, with the temperature being of
inconsistent.
It gets way too hot sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's in the name, to be fair. So would you rather that or the Dune Bucket?
Phil, you're saying not a chance with the Dune Bucket?
I don't have enough for that. Pretty simple.
You not enough girth, are you saying, to get to the
tendrils? I don't got enough meat for that.
Fair enough. All right,
yeah, I'm going the Hot Pocket then.
Another for the Hot Pocket. Rudy.
Yeah, KB is correct. The Hot Pocket is like a tidally locked planet where only one side faces the sun. It could be scorching hot in one place and frigid on the other. But it does. The Dune Bucket does nothing for me. It's just a hole, and people have really ran with it. But you go in there, if you break through, there's just air.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot going on there.
I think you're going for the tendrils is what you're looking for here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't really do anything for me. The Hot Pocket provides stimulation throughout.
My vape touches all sides of that.
Your vape?
Just for the record, my vape touches all sides of that.
Yeah, but your vape looks like...
What type of rig do you
Megatron.
Got?
It's not. I don't even have one of the giant ones. This is one of those
ones. He smokes a rig. Like
that thing is... How are you guys so opposite with this assessment?
I think one of them just has a much larger dick.
John Rich has a hog. There's no two ways to put this.
You also don't need to
that's
fuck
not
the
even
middle
true.
Of it.
That's
like,
not even
fuck,
true.
Like, the edge of it.
When I saw all the pictures online, I was like, that's way too big for a dick. And then I bought the popcorn bucket, and I was like, all right, that's actually dick-sized.
Or how about let's make the voting based on how fast we could get, which one we could get off faster to.
I like that, too.
It would be easier.
Well, that changes it.
That's easily Hot Pocket. You can hold on your hand.
You're right. Mm. That's true.
So, Jund, are you going to stick with the warm Hot Pocket?
Yes.
Let's just change the topic to, like, best subject at school.
the next option, yeah, I feel like, might change your mind.
Okay. Am I up?
Yeah.
I'm basing this off of this one specifically, of, like, what I would feel more shame afterwards, the post-nut.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really... I don't know.
Dude, I feel shame after eating a hot pocket.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be the
fucking one.
Yeah.
Like, that's horrible, man. Like, you just have all the... I'm going to go Dune Bucket. I think the tendrils are enticing. And it would be a news... It would be like a car wash for your... penis.
I think a good way to consider it, too, is maybe which one would you least want, like, a video to go viral of you fucking, you know what I mean?
Again,
the Dune Bucket would be awesome. That'd be hilarious. Yeah. You'd be doing a bit.
It would be hilarious and you couldn't see your dick.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's
unless
fair.
It's depending on size.
Yeah, that video is going to go viral. Someone's going to do that any day now.
Yeah, someone will be, like, hitting the back of a 10 with theirs.
But it probably is already
like
viral.
A video of Meekville fucking a Hot Pocket would be viral in seconds. Like, that would go be everywhere.
I would retweet that.
What's it, fucking Dune Bucket? Mm-hmm. That has to exist.
Someone has done it already. I
just X'd out a Pottery Barn tab.
To open up that.
People really want to fuck the Dune Bucket.
Either way, Hot Pocket's going to move on. 8 seed versus 9 seed. I love this suggestion. The blood pressure cuff. So blood pressure.
Goddamn, like the things like in Rite Aid or CVS where they take your blood.
And it like closes up.
That's good.
Oh, yeah.
And then another wild submission. A pile of fresh laundry that just came out of the dryer. Mm. Really warm laundry.
Mm-hmm. Imagine having to like re-just load the clothes. Imagine having to just put them right back in the washer because you just couldn't help but fucking your clean clothes.
Clean laundry.
It's just a vicious cycle. You would get caught in a trap. It's like those ants that just go in a circle until they die. You wash them, you fuck, you put it back in.
By the time it's done, you're horny again, and you're just going to fuck it again.
You're watching them get ready in the dryer.
So, just watching the spin cycle, just like, oh, come on. So the blood pressure cuff versus a pile of fresh laundry. Nick.
I'm going to go blood pressure cuff here because I think you'd actually get some helpful information after it, too.
Oh yeah, with your blood. Can it measure your blood pressure with you go being actively fucking it?
It measures the blood pressure
I think
of your cock.
It does pulse and everything.
Yeah.
Well, are you letting it ride you or?
I've already answered. I'm not. How am I going to let the cuff ride?
Question, Philip. Are you letting it ride you?
Are you letting the blood pressure?
You tip over a 3,000-pound machine to get on top of it.
In your world, this is like Toy Story, where they have...
What the fuck does that mean?
The object doesn't become alive.
Are you allowing it to ride you?
If it gets really horny and wants to ride you.
You walk in on a blood pressure cuff riding me reverse. No hands.
Holy shit.
I mean, it's a good question.
Would you top it? Like, what's the...
I didn't think it would get that far.
Holy shit.
You're not too fast.
We got switch positions. I'm not too fast. Can you get on top?
Stop.
It's just like beep, beep. So Nick, it can get on top and ride. So does that change your answer?
That changes everything. It can fucking ride me.
So it's one for the
blood pressure.
One for the blood pressure.
No brainer.
Rudy.
I was dead set on the laundry, but that completely flipped the script. The ability of the blood pressure pump.
You could put the laundry on top of you.
By the way, a blood pressure cup, parentheses, that can ride
that
you.
Can ride. Rudy, you can put the laundry on top of you if you really want.
Yeah, but can it, I don't know if it can do the same thing. I don't know if it can ride. It can just lay. I guess I got to go blood pressure.
Another blood pressure cup, KB.
Yeah, I was thinking a dense, compact wad of fresh, warm linens and silks would feel amazing. But if the medical apparatus could ride my cock, that would be the ultimate feeling. So I'll go with the...
We have to ask that for every item now. We got to know if it can ride us.
But we've had five items and Meek hasn't asked for any of those.
Well,
I don't
now
know
I need to know.
Were you assuming the other ones could? Or could have bled?
I mean, some of them, sure.
The Hot Pocket?
Well, no, that can't ride it because it's too small.
That can't.
That's ride. Why, not because it's a fucking Hot Pocket.
Yes, would you let it ride you?
It really wants to.
If it gets super horned up and it wants to ride
it's
you.
It's too small. Like, it doesn't reach the height requirements.
No, holy shit. That's Meek Phil. I got a blood pressure cuff or fresh laundry.
A blood pressure cuff.
Yeah. Man. Oh, man. The whole time I was thinking like a prone bone, but yeah, they're the fucking goddamn.
Prone bone the cuff.
Prone bone the blood pressure cuff.
I'm going laundry because I think the blood pressure cuff is like nylon, and I think that would hurt your dick. Mm,
that's fair. I guess so, yeah. John Rich?
Yeah. It's over now, right? I mean, I would have gone laundry because it's closest to like a couch cushion, which like everybody fucks when they're younger.
Everybody?
Yeah, most people try. Everybody. Most people try to fuck a couch when they're younger.
I don't think I ever fucked a couch.
Wait, are you piercing the couch with your dick or
it doesn't work, but you're like, "Oh, that's like a crevice. Maybe that will work." You quickly realize it doesn't.
You've
and then
put
you
your
don't
dick
fuck
in a
couch
before. For sure.
Yeah, I think I've at least like thought about it strongly.
Of course.
Thought about it. Okay. Heavily considered. That's
I've never
you're laying there and you take a nap. You kind of shift. You go, "Oh, there's a crack there."
Well, the blood pressure.
You shove Meek Phil's dick in it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The blood pressure cuff's going to move on. Now we have the first plane, which is strictly Meek submissions. So just prepare yourself.
Okay. It's just all our coworkers.
Yeah,
there are no coworkers on this list.
But they're all alive. They'll be even scarier, to be honest. The first is a bagel, which like that's relatively tame, I think. You got the hole in the bagel. I just don't know how that in any way feels good.
That's vanilla.
Yeah. You also have a peanut butter.
Fucking a bagel is vanilla.
Everyone's fucked a bagel, dude.
Then he has a peanut butter jar.
Okay.
It's so solid. How hard is your dick that you could fuck peanut butter?
Well, it depends.
It's fucking Stanley Cup.
It depends.
He's on the Stanley Cup next.
Dude, well, I mean, it has a hole, doesn't it?
The biggest hole in the world.
Exactly. It's no different than the popcorn bucket.
Yeah, but that has some sort of pressure.
You put Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
The trophy? Or
no, the like an actual Stanley.
The Stanley Cup.
No, I said a Stanley Cup.
Which is emphasize differently.
You just wrote, all I have written down for you I think it's the Stanley Cup.
I would have said the Stanley Cup if it was the Stanley Cup. Stanley Cup should be a
fair.
Stanley Cup.
Okay, that's fair. So you meant like a Stanley, like a steel Stanley
Cup.
How would you fuck that, Phil?
I mean, go around the edges.
Like a fucking like Tibetan like thing.
Like one of those meditation bowls.
Phil does a sound bath with his cock.
I'm roommates with fucking Meek Phil, and when he's fucking that, like, it aligns my cheese.
That's how you summon girls to Target.
Yeah. Just rubbing your dick around. The sides of a steel cup. Electrical outlets.
I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Suicidal?
I mean, yeah.
How do you even get...
It's a happy ending, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. That's a really good point.
Fuck, that's good.
It's a happy ending because you get to kill yourself after. Mm-hmm.
No, you just lose your dick. I don't think you die.
You could definitely die. Couldn't you die from sticking your hand in an outlet?
But you need a metal conductor, don't you?
No, I think you...
I think if it were Phil, he would just be like Marv in Home Alone where you can see his skeleton. Yeah. But otherwise, unaffected.
A disk drive.
Yeah, like an Xbox 360 disk drive.
So like when it comes out...
What? Yeah.
And it has
you chop
like the,
your dick off?
Yeah, it just has
the,
like
the problem with that is it's a rectangle.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's way more problems than that.
A baseball glove.
The real problem is the width of a CD.
Well... Some people are smaller than others.
Yeah, a baseball glove. I don't know how that works either.
Yeah, but where you put your hand in.
That's not bad.
It's fuzzy.
That's bad. That's bad.
That's like a baseball.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Relatively speaking, I was better than those other
like
ones.
In between like the finger...
The webbing?
Doable.
Oh no, the hand.
I was thinking where the hand goes.
Because it's soft in there. It's soft in there.
Yeah, sometimes they put fur in there, or like
even more comfy.
Right. Yeah, not bad.
And then a warp pipe from Super Mario Brothers.
What?
Around the edges,
like the green pipes?
Yeah, the green pipes from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh,
where it teleports
sick.
Your dick to another place.
That'd be a pocket.
It probably has, some suction to it.
Yeah,
yeah, it definitely has to, and sucks them into another dimension, literally. So, among the Meek's chain options, a bagel, peanut butter jar, Stanley Cup, electrical outlet, disc drive, baseball glove, and warp pipe. John Rich, which one of those do you want to see face the one seed?
They were all bad, but actually warp pipe at the end because again has suction to it. Yeah,
one for the
it's like a vacuum.
Yeah,
which might be on this list. I don't know.
One for the warp pipe.
I am going with the Stanley Cup.
One for the Stanley Cup.
Because if you have a Stanley Cup and you're fucking it, that means you're really doing well. Because you can't even get those cups anywhere.
That's
so the thought of getting the Stanley Cup would help push you over the edge while you're doing your dick sound bath.
Prestige, I get you. Yeah. Meek?
Warp pipe. I didn't even think of the vacuum till John Rich said it.
The one for another for the warp pipe, KB?
Wouldn't that be too big?
It depends on what level it's sucking you to. Like, the underwater level might feel good, but I wouldn't want to be, like, in Bowser. I want my tip be in Bowser's castle.
It's like a molten.
Your dick would have to be the width of Mario.
Yeah, but the suction makes up for that.
How big is Mario?
We have no idea.
I don't know.
Because those are, like, mushrooms that he's next to.
I might be tiny, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I've only seen him at, like, 4 pixels.
He's the size of Manoli.
Yeah, he is Manoli sized. Yeah, Manoli would be a great Super Mario. My God.
Then the pipe's a problem.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So which one are you sticking with?
I'm going bagel with schmear.
With a little bit of schmear, okay.
A lot of schmear, if that's an option.
Yeah, a lot of plenty of schmear.
As much as possible, I can.
Rudy?
These are all so remarkably unfuckable. There's like no serious issues, like electrical outlet. There's nothing that even would fit your penis. The Xbox one, I still can't wrap my head around.
Wow.
The bagel would be coarse. The baseball glove would be combining too many hobbies and pleasures.
They're all just things Phil likes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You put that together?
Yeah.
Phil's trying to date
them? I have to go with the warp pipe, even if we don't know how big it is, but at the very least, I experience a very important moment in video game history.
Mm-hmm. And something no one's arguably
or your dick
before.
Does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's one. It's all in one. One or all.
Nick?
I think I'm going to jar peanut butter.
Jar of peanut butter.
I forgot melt about it down. Yeah, that would be the best.
Yeah, then the dog can clean it up after.
Ugh. Oh, no.
It would have to be organic, I think, right?
I don't. As long as it's not chunky or crunchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
The PB / J, like the mixed one, would be nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not that nice, would be. Yeah, that would better. Be better.
Yeah.
Is Plummer going to have an issue with this on day 5?
Like something to fuck in his place? Or a little prison?
I think people have talked about, like, the wet dream. Is that going to be an actual problem?
I don't know if he's too old to have wet
for
dreams.
For a 44-year-old man?
Nah, he could have one.
Oh, you guys, definitely. You guys have wet dreams?
Yeah, no, I do.
I don't.
You
I
do? Don't.
Yeah, I do.
Still?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had one. You come in your sleep.
Yeah, probably once every couple months. Like once every couple months, maybe 3 months.
That's a lot. I'm probably
that's too much.
Ooh, I can't even tell you last time I did it.
Maybe once every 2 years.
Yeah.
I've only had one.
Fuck, Jesus.
I've only ever had one. I have sex dreams, but I just get too excited and I wake up. It's very frustrating.
Your sex dreams, you're just like eating pussy, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the chick is so hot, I get so excited, mm-hmm. and I just wake up because I like her so much.
Tommy, I think he said he has one like every 3 or 4 months, too. Man, I don't know. It's a very weird thing, at least in my brain.
He looks like that kind of person. That you can tell it on someone's face.
That's the most fuckable thing I've ever seen.
Someone being quiet. Me.
You said you don't, right?
I
it's a safe space.
Every single night?
It's either every night or never.
No, I've never had one.
Turning away from
he's like shamed. He turned away.
I've never had a wet dream.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. No, we're not making fun. Yeah,
we got to get you one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Get you one.
Next Jerry After Dark challenge.
Yeah. Get Meek Phil to come in his sleep. We can't leave the prison until he comes in his sleep. So the warp pipe is going up against the number one seed, the water snake.
I love the one that's what made Meek feel like shy and boy.
He's like, he wants to fucking cuff blood for blood pressure, but and an Xbox disc holder.
Well, I was thinking of things in my head, like things that were in my bedroom and things that were in like the other room.
Just things in your general vicinity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a Mario pipe in your bedroom?
No, but I have a Yoshi
things
figurine.
That were in my room or the other room?
Well, the other room.
Damn, dude, you were really thinking.
Within 2 room distance of him. Holy shit.
Can I?
That's where the creativity stops.
Yeah, it's just like the world it stops existing after that.
You said you had a Yoshi?
Yeah, like a Yoshi, like a little figurine, like the size of that cup.
Yoshi's gay as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I would feel bad.
I was going to say, you should have picked Birdo.
I wish I had a Birdo. Oh,
Birdo.
Yeah, that's...
Birdo might win this
but
whole thing.
She's a person, not an object.
So the warp pipe is going up against number one seed, the water snake, which I sent a picture of in the chat. You take one look at that. That was the thing that you kind of... I don't know how else to describe it, but like it's a little gelatin thing that had a big hole in the middle, and you would hold it
you
and squeeze it.
You could win
it
for like 80 tickets.
Yeah, the arcade tickets, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was trying to remember the name of that to send, and I
it was very difficult to find. It was
I thought of that, too, and I couldn't
I don't
remember
think
what
I've ever seen this before.
It's like
they're really hard to carry.
It's like a little hole. Yeah, it's like a little tube that just constantly stays in. Like you invert it nonstop.
It's
like
the original pocket pussy.
Yeah,
let's
basically
just call it what it is.
Yeah. So the water, and you're seeing a picture of it if you're watching on YouTube, or Rumble, and they that is going up against the warp pipe. Start with you, Nick. Which one do you think is more of a?
Come on, move it on.
One for the water snake, Rudy.
Yeah, the water snake. I mean, this has infinite lore on people fucking it. Mm-hmm. It was a common thing where people would talk about fucking these things. I don't know what are they? Are they meant to just be played with? Like,
yeah, I think they're just like an arcade prize. They're just hard to hold.
Yeah, yeah. They're slippery and
like a devil's ball or whatever those things are called.
Gelatinous. Yeah. Yeah, the snake, whatever.
But if you think about it, they're pretty dry. Like you have to really.
Yeah, they're like it's like hard, it's like that plastic and then cold. So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's warmed up a bit. I don't know.
But the war pipe is 2D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
KB?
Ooh. That's 2D.
Sending in pictures of fucking
Birdo. This is a top tier one. It's going to be the water snake.
Another for the water snake. Meekville?
I'm going warp pipe. It's just fascinating.
The problem is there's no water snake in the room or the other room, so it can't fit.
There's a warp pipe in my mind. I've never seen the other thing, so... I've seen an actual warp pipe. I've never seen what you...
Fair.
What
okay.
the one seat is.
Fair.
I'm going with the WS.
The WS?
Yeah, water snake.
Yeah,
has to be.
Water snake, easy winner. Before we get to the other side of the brackets here from our second advertiser, Factor. Love Factor here. Eating better is easy with Factor's easy, delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Eat fresh, never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready-to-go meals in under 2 minutes. You have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including calories, smart, protein, plus, and keto. There are over 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. You have 2-minute meals, fuel up fast with the restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat up whenever you are. Pancakes, shakes, smoothies, whatever. They got a whole ton of stuff. No prep, no mess meals. Factors are ready to heat and eat. So there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Flexible for your schedule. Get as much as you or as little as you want by choosing your meals each week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. We talk about Factor all the time. I genuinely love them. They're, I think, my favorite meal service I've ever used. Smoothies, we talk about it every time we do a Factor.
I was just going to bring it up.
Oh, boy, those smoothies are unbelievable. They're so good. And it legitimately tastes like 2 minutes in the microwave. Tastes like someone just cooked it right in front of you. It's incredible. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off. Shout out to Factor.
That 50% off is like an insane deal.
A crazy value.
Like, that's actually like an insane deal.
Crazy good value.
No sense to not get that.
You can't have anything 50% off now anymore, so that's an insane deal.
Mm-hmm. That was a great pitch. I loved that. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just you went like full Billy Mays there for a second. Now we have the 6 versus the 11. The 6 seed is the vacuum hose, which I think you just referenced. Rich, right?
It never did it for me.
Never tried it. I didn't have the one that had the detachable hose. So, but that's going up against the number detachable hose is like a prostitute with like a prosthetic limb. That's going against the number 11 seed pumpkins. Which was, that's one of yours. there are some pumpkins. They come out every year. You'll see one where it just looks, you look at it and you're like, that's a fuckable looking pumpkin. So we'll start out with vacuum hose versus the pumpkin, John Rich.
Wait, can I clarify the pumpkin really quick?
Yes.
I was thinking it's like a hole cut in the pumpkin.
You get in the guts.
Well, you're just saying it's a fuckable pumpkin, like just a raw pumpkin. Like,
well, it's literally fuckable if it has a hole in it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the pumpkins, like, they look really fuckable when they're raw. But, like, if you actually want to fuck it, you just got to, like, split their ass down the middle.
No.
And the bottom of them does look like an asshole.
It looks, but you can't fuck that.
Can you turn it into pie first and fuck it, or?
That's going to be a whole separate conversation for later. Say, hold on to that.
That was a good question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll go vacuum hose. Again, I don't think I've ever tried that, but the suction, it's like a wart pipe, but, like, tighter.
I feel like it's something you'd remember if you tried.
Yeah.
It's so scary though, because like you don't know how much suction there is. What if it just fucking rips your dick off?
Yeah. Hmm. It's so dry, I just don't know how that would work.
It's part of the allure, maybe.
You like the risk of it all.
Yeah.
Pat?
Pumpkin. You gotta fuck the pumpkin.
Gotta fuck
the
pumpkin.
I mean, maybe there's a bunch of guts in there and you get a real nice treat.
Yeah. I sent a picture of a bun, by the way, it's an unbelievable pumpkin in our chat.
There's just too many unknowns with the vacuum.
Meek?
God forbid it's a Dyson.
I'm going to go vacuum just because there's more risk and reward there. Whereas a pumpkin, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, I guess you know what you're getting when you fuck a pumpkin.
We all know.
Gambling man.
Yeah.
KB.
You got to go the item with the guts. I think the hose is just hard plastic.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm going the pumpkin.
Pumpkin, we're 2-2 right now. Rudy?
I have this weird thing with pumpkin seeds. I don't like them. The insides of them give me the heebie-jeebies. But objectively, it would feel better. And I also think there's something weirdly sacred about the pumpkin. I would feel bad for the pumpkin had I fucked it. They have this sort of humanistic quality.
You could
kiss
it. Part
of our culture. The vacuum is an inanimate object that, if you fuck it or not, it makes no difference. It carries on with its life.
Yeah. Or lack thereof.
But I have to go with what objectively would feel better, and I'm going to go with the pumpkin.
Another for the pumpkin, Nick.
The worst part about fucking to completion is the cleanup, and the vacuum is just gone.
Mm.
Thank you, boys. I'm going to go vacuum.
We're vacuum. Oh, fuck. I have to tiebreak. I think that I would have to go with the pumpkin because I do think the gut feeling is what, like KB had mentioned, and that's what you're looking for, right? At least I think so.
Yep. Send it through.
KB likes to rearrange guts. Yep.
Yep. The big gut guy. I just like with Tywon Claxton. That's what you showed, right?
Yeah.
So now we have the number 3 versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed is the jacuzzi hole. So the jet stream that comes out of the jacuzzi
so scary,
hole.
Dude.
Yep. That warm air just comes billowing out.
Lord help me.
Yep. It comes billowing out high speed. It's just there. And then that's going up against the hollowed out pickle that they use for like those weird corn dog things or whatever. That was submitted as well a couple times, which I did. Don't get it.
Wait, why'd you put both your arms up, Meek?
I mean, this is just an easy jacuzzi hole.
Oh, I thought you were going to say easy pickle hole. So the pickle versus the jacuzzi jet hole. Let's start with you, Nick.
I don't think this is easy.
I don't either.
So the jet hole's pushing out water. It's not sucking, right?
Correct.
Like, what material is that?
It's more. So I guess just the warmth and the feeling of the jet.
That's what's carrying,
That's what's carrying, but I don't know. It would be it would be fighting you back.
It's gonna break your dick in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much danger.
I'm going pickle. I'm going the pickle hole.
One for the pickle hole. Rudy.
Yeah, I think the misconception that it sucks comes from the movie Out Cold with Zach Galifianakis, where he tries to fuck the German international skier lady who's very, very hot and buxom, and he gets his penis. She denies him, and he decides to fuck the jacuzzi and gets stuck there and then is stuck in the hot tub
all night.
You're saying that's a misconception that it's...
Because he gets sucked in, but everyone knows that they push out. So maybe that's where it comes from. It's an old...
But, I mean, how does it suck in water to push it out?
Is there
a suck hole somewhere?
Dude, there has to be.
But having said that, even when I was a kid and I saw that movie, I didn't like the idea of that because it's machinery.
Yeah.
I would feel like when they insert you into the Matrix.
I feel like metallic. I get all twisted. Yeah.
Yeah, metallic. Mm. You don't know what's in there. Plastic, grating. I don't like that. The pickle, at least, is forgiving. It's an organic item. So I'm going to go with the pickle.
Well, another one for the pickle, KB.
Yeah, is this a... What do you mean? It's a hollow pickle?
Yeah, I sent a picture of it in the...
You sent a picture?
Yeah. Think of like a bigger pickle. And it's hollowed out. And the way I've seen them used is like they throw...
Oh, yeah, this would be...
Oh, man.
Yeah, lovely. Give me the pickle.
No, hello. You got grip, too, on the outside.
Yeah. It does. That has a great grip. That's a great point. So three for the pickle. Meek?
I really got to be the first guy to take jacuzzi hole?
You are.
I would never want to eat a pickle again after I did that.
Why?
I mean, it's kind of horrifying.
You'd be surprised.
I like pickles.
I would never want to eat a pickle again. What did you hear about pussy?
What are the other options?
Wait to hear about women.
As soon as you fuck a pussy, you're never going to want to eat a pussy.
I'm still going jacuzzi, y'all.
Dude, that's going to blast hot water up your dick hole.
That sounds fun.
Might, like, inflate.
Yeah, just go straight.
It adds more intrigue. Like, pickle is a safe choice, but...
The question with the jacuzzi is, can it ride?
Yeah, can it ride?
Can it ride?
Turn the pool over.
Upside down. Pat.
Pickle.
Another for pickle.
Yeah, that pickle just looked like a pocket pussy.
It did, kind of.
Like...
And you got electrolytes, I guess, through osmosis or something?
Sure.
Maybe. So pickle's going to move on. You're shocked by this.
I am shocked. But you said a lot of people put it in, so.
Now we have the number 7 versus the number 10. The 7 seed is the Boston Cream or Jelly Donut.
Oof.
I sent a picture of it.
There we go.
It's a good looking donut. I got to say. And that's going
up. Like it already came fucked.
Yeah. And that's going up against the number 10 seed, just pillows, which you mentioned before. People have tried to fuck pillows.
You sent the Big Mouth photo. Big Mouth is a really weird show.
It is, correct.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
I agree. And a big part of it was that character fucking his pillow. And it's got like the little hole thing.
She got the slit.
See that?
Yeah, it is. It's nasty. So that the pillow versus the Boston cream donut, John Rich.
Boston cream's more interesting. I assume you can cut it in half.
Why would you cut it in half?
Because that's really lit. Like, you can't.
Wait, what do you mean cut it in half?
We get it. You have a big dick, John.
What do you mean cut it in half? Wait, what do you mean by that?
I guess it doesn't really matter. It's like the same deal either way. There's cream on the inside. You're going to fuck it. That seems more interesting. It's got guts.
It does have guts.
I don't even remember what the other one was.
It was a pillow.
The pillow. I mean, I guess that's a classic one. But I think the Boston cream donut probably wins.
The Boston cream donut, Pat.
I'm going with the cream donut.
The cream donut as well.
I don't get the fascination with pillows. There's no hole in them.
Well, in this case, I guess you cut a hole in it, or.
But that's more work. So I just go with the Boston cream.
Well, you fold it.
That's work.
You're just trying to nut.
Yeah, exactly.
That is half a calorie.
It's so much work.
Meek, you wouldn't be able to fuck a donut. You wouldn't be able to eat a donut ever again.
Yeah,
I could live with that. That's healthy.
It might save his life.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
a great diet that you just fuck every unhealthy food.
Yeah. So you can't mentally eat them again. McChicken, back on the list.
This man lost 50 pounds. What's his secret?
He just fucks every unhealthy food so he can't picture eating it anymore. KB.
Realistically, I would pick the pillow, but what has a higher ceiling? The donut. I'll go the donut.
The donut? Mm-hmm. Rudy?
My reason is weird, but I feel like a pillow... I wouldn't feel as much shame with a pillow. And the donut, for whatever reason, I feel like has... I would see donuts in the wild, and I would feel shame, and I'd feel gross, and I'd feel odd. I'd feel like a freak. I'd feel like an outcast. The pillow, there's something personal about it. It's my pillow, whereas that donut didn't ask to be a part of my life. I purchased it. It feels sort of gross, so I'm going to go with the pillow.
Well, what if someone gifts you the donut? You're saying you purchased
this donut. The fuck?
you're talking like medieval here. Like have my daughter.
But would you feel Would you feel comfortable sleeping on the pillow you fucked? Like sleeping forward?
Yeah, you fuck pillow. Yeah, pillow.
Okay. You'd have a fuck pillow. Yes, you'd have to have a fuck pillow.
An FP.
Okay, so for the one for the pillow, Nick.
I'm going pillow as well. Same reason as Rudy, but it's all for the shame. It's like fucking a Hot Pocket. You look down there, you have. Fucking donut on, like that's pathetic. That's rock bottom. Yeah. At least a pillow is like something that you share a bed with.
These are all rock bottom.
It's every one of these.
Yeah,
you're not fucking
these. Is rock bottom. Jesus Christ. But I'm going pillow.
All right, so the Boston Cream's gonna move on by a vote. Last matchup of the day, 15 seed. This is the Rudy play-in. So Rudy had a lot of interesting options as well. First of which being the slushy.
What?
Yeah, I can see that.
It comes back to what I said at the beginning. I was just thinking of interesting things to put your penis in. I wasn't explicitly thinking about fucking.
That's cold.
With the plastic.
It'd be an interesting sensation.
With the dome on it?
Hurt.
No, I think just the slushy, just the actual slushy stuff,
no
not the.
No fucking way. I had my headphones off. What's it up against?
That's going up. This is the plane. Rudy's plane.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. After the slushy, we have quicksand.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
After that, we have Baron Harkonnen's bathtub thing. So that you're talking about that black goop from
his
Dune,
goop.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What so is this?
It's like this big pile of black medicinal goop that a bad guy heals in.
It's like a mud bath mixed with olive oil.
Yeah.
Very, very, very enticing.
Next option is God.
God.
You said send a list.
That's not an inanimate object. That's like a person.
It's a sum. Yeah.
It would just be a legendary claim.
It could be whoever you want it to be.
God is a black trans woman.
Yeah, think about that, Rudy. Wormhole.
Yeah, not a worm as an earthly worm, but in space.
It's kind of like you're similar to the warp pipe, to be honest.
Similar,
very similar.
Yes.
Yeah. And then a black hole.
Whatever one you want.
And then
you
the cat's...
celestial or earthly.
And then the cat's... Eye Nebula.
The Cat's Eye Nebula.
What's a Cat's Eye Nebula?
It's a nebula in space that looks like a massive eye. It's beautiful.
I paused on the cat on purpose just to see if there was any.
I was doing the John Rick dick size version of these last ones. They are
only John Rick can fuck these things.
Yeah.
All right, so from Rudy's playing options, the slushy, quicksand, the Baron Harkonnen bathtub thing, God, a wormhole, a black hole, or a Cat's Eye Nebula, which one of these should go up against our number two seed? Start with you, John Rich.
I'm going to pick quicksand, but that, the Baron Harkin, whatever it's called, that's got like magical powers too.
Yeah.
So like, it would probably like, it'd probably get you hard.
Make your dick bigger?
Like make it bigger.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick
that. Yours can't get
bigger,
though.
Because I think quicksand's just a intelligent pick.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's a little risk there. It could just suck you in for good, but.
If you go too deep, it'll get you.
Yes, for sure.
That's,
So one for quicksand. Pat?
Two for quicksand.
I'm going to go Slurpee.
Why? It's slushy, but...
Well, there's
not a big difference, but...
I don't know. It's like...
It's freezing cold.
It's inviting, though.
What is inviting?
It's like a cold plunge for your dick.
Yeah, it's like a polar plunge.
Okay.
Well, you told me in the middle of July you'd rather have that in quicksand?
No, I don't think I'd run either, but... Yeah, I guess I get what you're saying. KB?
I think quicksand's the only option here.
Quicksand, Rudy?
Yeah, most of mine are ridiculous and unattainable, but the quicksand is the one that makes the most sense.
Quicksand, Nick?
When you said quicksand, I had an audible like, ooh.
Yes.
I think I have a crush on it. I like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it would pull you down, right? Like,
yeah.
Ooh.
And I've seen you how excited you get for ices. I saw it this week.
I love ices. Yeah. I love Coke ices.
You can let quicksand ride you.
You just go upside down in Australia.
Yeah, I guess I could.
No, you got to ride quicksand.
Yeah.
But I was thinking you'd like put like two like planks over the quicksand, then you lay above it, and there's a gap in between. It's constant sucking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it has a forbidden element, danger.
Yeah it's
forbidden love.
It's, wait, really quick, is that a mid-2000s vape next to you, Nick?
It's a vaporizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
dude, I haven't seen one of those since, like, high school. I was trying to, for, like, the past 10 minutes, I was like, is that a vape that you put actual weed in?
Yeah.
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Oh, man.
What a contraption.
Every time we do this, cool. Someone from here notices a new thing from your studio. Like, that last time Dana noticed the Drew Brees fucking birthmark on your screen.
Yeah. Do you have a vape? A rig vape?
Yeah. I'm going quicksand. I think I love it.
You're just you're in love with quicksand, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So quicksand's going to go up against the number two seed, and this is a classic one. You've obviously been in the movies and all that. Warm apple pie. We could say any pie, really, but warm apple pie was the one that I think is more fresh on everyone's mind, I guess. So warm apple pie versus quicksand. Which thing do you think would be a better lay, Nick?
I've never seen any of the American Pies. That's what it's named after, the first one?
I haven't seen them either.
The main character fucks a pie.
I didn't know why. That was such a big deal.
I don't understand the logistics of fucking a pie. Pies aren't deep. Is he fucking from the side?
No, he cuts a hole in the middle of it.
At an angle.
I think he goes is the bottom, I think he goes like that. I don't really know.
Kind of across the pie.
So
it doesn't do it for me. Quicksand.
Quicksand. Rudy.
Yeah, I'm also going to go quicksand for the same reason that quicksand to me, it'd feel less shame.
Yeah.
An American pie, once again, has a weird ability to deploy consciousness in my mind.
Less shame fucking the earth than a pie.
Yeah. So quicksand. Also, I think it would feel much better.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. KB?
Oh, yeah. Quicksand over wet ass pie. Or what is it? What? Apple pie?
Yeah.
Wow.
Warm apple pie.
Warm apple pie. You're sticking with
quicksand.
Another for quicksand.
Thank you.
You know, Nick brought some pretty good points about quicksand. Did I just have to go with that?
Quicksand's going to win, but Pat?
I was thinking about doing pie, but I feel like that the pan would irritate the frenulum of my cock.
What's a frenulum?
What? So I think I'm going to go with the QS.
The QS?
Yeah, quicksand for sure. There's no cleanup with quicksand either.
That's just absorbs your nut.
Yeah, that is, and you're gone. Where can you find quicksand anywhere?
I think you can make it.
Like, there's nowhere naturally we can go. Like we can buy a plane ticket and go visit quicksand.
People walk into the office and step on quicksand as a prank.
That would be kind of fun.
I don't know.
I'm gonna try and buy some on Amazon.
I think you can make it. It's just kind of like mud.
Can you make quicksand?
It's got to be somewhere. Yeah. It's got to be somewhere.
You cannot make quicksand. You definitely can. I made that up. I said, dude, perfect did they.
Can you make quicksand?
You can. There is natural places with quicksand.
It says you can make it. You can make homemade.
Florida and Carolina.
You can make homemade
South America. I don't think it looks that easy. It's kind of like a flour mixture in this one. I don't vibe with that. I think I want it to be like a sand and dirt type deal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, before we get into the playoffs, let's hear from our next sponsor, Roan Apparel. Men's closets were due for a radical reinvention. Roan stepped up to the challenge. Roan's commuter collection is the most comfortable, breathable, flexible set of products known to man, and here's why. They have a product for every occasion. They help you get ready for anything with the commuter collection, which offers the most comfortable pants, dress shirts, quarter zips, and polos. You never have to worry about what to wear when you're at the Roan commuter collection. Next is that mobility is everything. They have comfortable four-way stretch fabric that provides breathability and flexibility that leaves you free to enjoy what life throws your way, from your commute to your work to 18-hour holes of golf, whatever. Looking good is easy. It's time to feel confident without the hassle. They have wrinkle release technology. Wrinkles disappear as you stretch and wear the products, which I love because my shit gets wrinkled all the time. With Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you'll be smelling fresh and clean all day long. Talking to you, big boy. And on top of that, Roan is 100% machine washable, so you can ditch the dry cleaner altogether. We love Roan products here. They're amazing. Have their shirts, wear their pants all the time. The commuter collection can get you through any work day and straight through whatever comes next. Head to roan.com/bracket and use promo code bracket to save 20% off your entire order. It's 20% off your entire order when you head to roan.com/bracket and use code bracket. It's time to find your corner office comfort. All right, shout out to Roan. All right, playoffs. What would you rather? Well, what's a more fuckable object here? A Hot Pocket or a McChicken? A food matchup. One for the ages. John Rich.
I guess Hot Pocket.
I mean, that's kind of obvious. I don't want it to be too hot, but again, yeah. McChicken's cheap. I think that
they're both cheap.
It's a cheap date.
That's true. McDonald's, though, is like you're going to get a disease from McDonald's. Mm. Hot Pocket, I trust a little bit more.
Hot Pocket, Pat?
I'm going McChicken.
McChicken.
Because I think there's more to work with there. Once the pocket is broken, it's kind of over.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Hot Pocket, more warm, inviting, easy cleanup.
How is it easy cleanup?
I mean, it's in the pocket.
Stays in the
pocket.
Of the pocket. Yeah,
I guess so. KB?
I'm going Hot Pocket.
Another for Hot Pocket?
It's more conducive for penetrating.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, it's more anatomically built for this.
Yeah.
As we saw in the photo, the still frame, you have to manipulate the McChicken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of out of its element, I would say. Whereas the Hot Pocket feels like a more natural fit.
You could just go around the edges.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of funny to do one of those like alternate pictures where, like, you know, they say like, oh, I made like the world's best sandwich, and it's like all like it looks weird, like there's like a giant chunks of bread and that, and it's like, yeah, fuck the Hot Pocket, but it's just a hole in the middle instead of fucking it like a tube.
Yeah.
Nick,
if I'm driving through McDonald's to get this McChicken to fuck, and I could get the filet of fish bun rather than the bun they use for McChicken.
Oh, that's the sausage bun. Yeah, some tartar. Oh,
mm-hmm. Some tartar. Fuck.
It's a good one. If I could do a McChicken with a filet of fish bun, I'm going to go with that.
All out.
Okay, then yes, absolutely McChicken.
4-2
filet of fish bun.
4-2 Hot Pocket, though. Hot Pocket's going to move on.
That would be a goated fuck.
Now we have the water snake, which we talked about before, versus the blood pressure cuff. That can ride.
It can ride.
Don't forget. Nick.
What? The water snakes first? Is that what you said? Water snake?
Yeah, water snake.
That can ride.
We didn't determine that. Oh. We didn't determine that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you... I mean, one of these can fucking ride me, dude.
So you didn't have to do anything. You just sit there.
What's an X Factor, dude?
It's a huge X Factor. Fucking ride.
You come home, long day. Just
takes
sit
the pressure
down your bed.
Off.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the blood pressure cuff that can ride.
One for the blood pressure cuff that can ride. Rudy?
Yeah, there's something about the riding. It gives you a sense of excitement because, you know, it's so one-directional when it's just the water snake where I'm making all the motion happen. But the blood pressure, it's almost like you're walking into a room and it's a duel.
If I got walked in on fucking a water snake, you would think I'm pathetic. If you see me land the blood pressure cuff that can fucking ride, you think I'm the man.
Yeah. You see the blood pressure cuff on top,
Yeah.
You said it first.
You're right. It's got to be the blood pressure cuff that can ride.
Blood pressure cuff, another one. KB?
Yeah, what an epiphany by Phil. It's the blood pressure cuff that can mount you and ride your penis.
The alive blood pressure.
You know my joke. Blood pressure cuff.
Blood pressure cuff.
The riding. It's
the X Factor,
man. If something can ride you, you don't even know if that's all the pressure is off, all the work is off. And you can rationalize it like, oh, this thing might be alive. So I'm taking the blood pressure machine that can ride.
This is the thought process of walking in on someone.
It's getting fucking...
It's got a Quest Electronics machine.
Meek Phil's leaning back
shit
and smiling like he found a diamond in the rough. Sixth round.
You fool.
Yeah.
You can fucking jackhammer it because it can ride.
You like prop your feet up.
Yeah, you prop your... It can hover above you and you can just...
I found Brock
does the
Birdie.
Squat. John Rich.
Yeah, it's the blood pressure.
Blood pressure cuff to go
Wait,
into
just a regular one, John?
No, it can ride.
Damn.
Blood pressure cuff versus Hot Pocket to go into the finals. John Rich.
Wait. Why are we even doing this?
No, we're back on. Hold on. Let's back up. It's a blood pressure cuff that can ride. I didn't mention it the last time.
That's true.
It's the Hot Pocket.
I don't know why we're even bothering with this. It's a blood pressure cuff that can ride.
Blood pressure cuff that can ride.
It wins.
Yeah, it's the riding for me.
it's the riding.
They're good at riding too.
Yeah. Come on,
Rudy.
Let it be.
Nick.
Come on.
The blood pressure cuff that can ride you is going into the finals. And then lastly, before we get into the other side, and you're going to need this sponsor by the end of this, BetterHelp. a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time is unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make that a priority. Therapy can help you find that and help you find what matters to you so that you can do more of it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Use them over COVID. It's super helpful. You could just do it all virtually instead of having to go into an office, which always sucks. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Thank you to BetterHelp. All right, other side. Hollowed out pickle versus pumpkin. Starting with you, John Rich.
The hollowed out pickle, definitely.
Hollowed out pickle, yes. Definitely, no question.
Yeah, the picture you showed me was like the perfect thing to fuck. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hot.
Yeah, I guess that's every hollowed out pickle. I don't even know people hollowed out pickles, but that.
I didn't either.
That wins. Or that wins this round.
One for the hollowed out pickle, Pat.
I'm going pumpkin.
One for pumpkin.
Pumpkin's more thick. So.
Well, you can get a pickle that's just right for you, too.
I know Meek likes him slim thick, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pumpkin's more thick, and like you said, it's all, you can do it inside there, and.
You can do it inside there.
Yeah, you can.
The pickle, I mean, you'd have some leakage.
Ah, yes. Ew, Phil.
No, it's a great point. Stuff you some leakage.
Yeah, it's not leakage
with the pickle. I'm going to go pumpkin.
Hell yeah.
No, it's pumpkin, KB.
I was going to go pickle. I think the picture you sent was perfect. But, Phil, you think. Pumpkin?
Yeah.
You think, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to do pumpkin now.
Pumpkin. Rudy.
I'm going to go pickle. It's built for this. The inside of it looks, it almost looks like, mm-hmm. it, you know, they were copying something else when they hauled out that mm-hmm. pickle.
Yep. Mm. Agreed.
It's a spitting image.
3-2.
Now, Phil, would jack-o'-lantern change this?
Well, there's more holes on there. So, yeah, an actual... There'd be more chance of leakage, because what if you do it from the back and then it just goes out to the front?
There's also more personality.
You wouldn't choose the mouth of the jack-o'-lantern?
You would you fuck the back
no,
of the head.
No, because it's triangles. It's sharp.
Like it's Neo?
No, the eyes. Oh, yeah. You want the eyes.
Well, it's still a triangle. You can't put...
Getting head from Ichabod Crane.
Ichabod Crane.
That's a no-brainer.
Got an Ipica Capra dome on me. Holy shit. That's really funny.
I think with this one, I think the sensations would be pretty similar, and so I'm going to have to go with what would... smell the least. If a pickle touches your food on a plate, everything tastes like pickle. Your dick is gonna.
Oh yeah.
Your girl's gonna be suspicious for a while. She's like, did you fuck that pickle from
vinegary?
Yeah.
But what if she likes pickles?
Ooh,
that's a great point. I like pickles. I like pickles, and I don't think I'd want a dick to like. If I was sucking a dick, I don't want it to taste like a pickle. I want it to taste like dick.
Pat, would you suck a dick that tastes like pickles?
I'd suck a dick that tastes like anything, Phil.
So you're going to go with the pumpkin?
I'm going pumpkin.
Ichabod brain. I think that's got to be a little bar somewhere.
That's tough.
Yeah. Pumpkin's going to move on. On the other side, we have quicksand versus the Boston cream donut. Nick?
Quicksand's my personal number one.
Your personal number one object you want to fuck?
I think it could be up against vagina, and I'd have to think about it for a little while. I'm going quicksand.
Quicksand, Rudy?
Yeah, I was not a huge fan of the Boston cream donut. I think that quicksand is, I put it there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. 2 for quicksand.
Phil, Boston cream donut sounds like the best option out of the whole crop, right?
I mean, if you do it there, then you never want to eat
texture,
donuts.
The texture, the filling.
The hole.
Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, I was going to go quicksand just because it could ride you.
All right, quicksand.
Whoa.
No,
we did not establish that. We didn't establish that. We never established that for sure.
How? You can't get underneath of quicksand.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You never tried.
Yeah, I think maybe other side
Earth
of the planet.
Earth rides you?
You're going to die.
You could get ridden by
I think
the
we're
earth.
Establishing no riding for the quicksand.
Okay.
No only.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going donut.
The one for the donut. Meek Phil.
I'm still going to go quicksand, I think.
Phil.
Come on. Quicksand. Breaking his heart. Pat.
Yeah, the Boston cream donut's like sexy, and it's kind of exotic. It's like a special treat. But the QS sucks.
So how the fuck is a Boston cream donut more exotic than quicksand, you moron?
Dude, Boston cream donut has way more sex appeal than quicksand.
I think exotic.
Exotic
like is erotic? Sex appeal.
There's more Boston cream donuts.
You mean erotic?
Yeah, I think you mean erotic in that point.
I think
No, like no. Sometimes people use them interchangeably, but I think you were going more for erotic than exotic.
Well, like Nick used in a previous example. If you walk in on someone fucking quicksand, you'd want to save them. If you see someone fucking a Boston cream donut, you'd just think they're a weirdo.
You want to eat the donut.
Yeah.
Well, maybe both.
Yeah.
I don't know what's walked better. In on someone fucking quickly. I'm gonna save this person.
Yeah. What would you do? Would you just let it happen?
They're dying.
I guess I'm on QS.
Quicksand.
Yeah, quicksand.
Quicksand. Quicksand. Quicksand versus pickle. John Rich.
Pickle.
Wait.
Hollowed out pickle.
Wait. What'd you say?
A quicksand versus a hollowed out pickle. Oh, wait, no, sorry, it's pumpkin. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Okay. My bad.
No, we already did pumpkin.
Pumpkin won, my bad.
Quicksand versus pumpkin?
Yes.
Quicksand.
Quicksand.
Easy.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Pumpkin.
One for pumpkin. Oh, is this going to be close?
Too much danger with QS.
That's fair.
I want to go.
October is your favorite month.
It's not.
I guess enough for your team, but
it's your favorite.
I'm still going pumpkin. Just easy cleanup.
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
Quicksand's way easier, Queen. Quicksand.
It's
you don't have to do anything.
But what if a quicksand just pops back out at you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't this quicksand do that?
Never, what quicksand does. It sucks.
That capacity, it only sucks. Yeah. It's not quicksand could pop back out. Geyser.
There's significantly more cleanup involved for a pumpkin in this case. You have to throw out your cum-filled pumpkin.
That's
you got to pick the guts up off the ground.
Yeah.
But
he already chose it.
You already picked it. It's been chosen.
I'm sticking with pumpkin.
Sticking with pumpkin, KB.
Quicksand.
Why are you going against Meek Phil here?
Yeah. He has no idea.
Rudy.
My darling quicksand.
Quicksand 3-2.
Yep.
So quicksand versus the blood pressure cuff that can ride the finals. Everyone thought the two most fuckable objects, quicksand and the blood pressure cuff that can ride. Starting with you, Nick, which one do you think should win the bracket?
All right, quicksand is dangerous. You probably is there quicksand in the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah,
there
has to
is.
Be.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know that?
So it's not as. And on the other hand, the cuff can fucking ride.
It's a mystical object.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
I'm going with the blood pressure cuff that can ride me.
Wow.
One for the blood pressure cuff that can ride, Rudy.
I'm going to go quicksand simply because I think this blood pressure cuff that can ride is one of one.
Yeah, it's like a Harry Potter spell.
Yes. Mm. Whereas quicksand is rare but attainable.
Okay.
And you're at least in isolation.
That's fair.
It does say quicksand can be found all over the U.S.
Oh, wow.
I don't get it. What do you mean like it's one of one? What does that mean?
Like there's only one machine?
There's only one that can ride?
It sounds like you're describing like Daenerys Targaryen.
But what
like
is that? Why is that bad? Wouldn't that make you want it more? Because it's so rare?
Well, I'm saying that like if someone else has it.
Meek. Well, let's ask Meek.
You don't want sloppy seconds.
Can you explain the blood pressure cuff that can ride?
Yeah,
just it's on top of you and it rides you. I mean, that's.
Why do you even have to ask?
Do you have to like grab it first and pick it up, or does it do all the work?
It does all the work.
It like hovers in my room?
Yes.
Poltergeist. It's a distant cousin of Towley from South Park.
Floats right.
That's
in.
What I was literally thinking that exact same floating? Thing.
Yes, it floats.
Okay. Yeah,
it's magic.
Like, can you tell that it likes
it's into it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it make sense?
Wow.
The harder it grips.
That could be bad.
Yeah.
fucking it too good.
He's got that, he's got that gorilla grip. What's the cleanup like?
Oh, go get your own paper towels, I guess. I don't know.
So just like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So any other questions about the blood pressure cuff from the gallery?
No, I think that seals the deal. I'm going with the blood pressure cuff that can ride and floats and...
transcend space and time.
Mick, why do you look disgusted by this top?
It's something I didn't think about till...
Yeah, sure,
like,
same.
This afternoon.
I think we can all say
same.
That.
Same. Yep. With you there, buddy.
Not alone. But now that you're thinking about it, why does it make you sad?
I mean, we spent an hour talking about stuff we'd like to fuck.
Yeah. Isn't that great? That's like up your alley, no?
Maybe.
Just a little bit. Meek, you're up.
Blood pressure cuff.
Blood pressure cuff. Wait, can you clarify?
That can run.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Bat.
I'm going blood pressure cuff that can ride and float.
And float.
Yeah. And adjust grip.
Yes.
And adjust grip based on how into you they are.
PBG.
Yeah. This new one has the PBG.
Yeah.
Lastly, John Rich.
Yeah. Maybe if the quicksand could ride you, but...
Unfortunately,
it can't. So
I can't even
the blood
that.
Pressure cuff will win.
So the blood pressure cuff that can ride and float, and what was it? Pleasure. What was the acronym we were going for?
Pleasure based grip.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pleasure based grip.
Come on, grow up.
Is gonna win the bracket episode 117. Thank you to you guys for joining in. We'll be back next week.
Jesus Christ!
Thank you for a new topic.